Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in Acts chapter 1, verse number 6. Jesus has just told the disciples to go, that they will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days later. And then in verse 6, it says, therefore, this is Acts 1, verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? I cannot overstate this. The number one thought of the disciples was not, our Messiah has come and he has redeemed us from our sins. The number one thought of the disciples was, when will he show up as Messiah and redeem us from Rome? When the disciples in Matthew chapter 24 ask Jesus, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? It's important to note that Matthew 24:3, they don't ask when was the end of the world. There was not the mindset that the world would come to an end. Both Psalms and Ecclesiastes mentioned the world lasting forever. Paul would write to the church at Ephesus, the world without end. So there was not the mentality the world's going to come to an end. They did believe in the end of an age. That's the word they use in the Greek, eon. What is the end of the age? And Jesus answers that in Matthew 24. But note their question, what is the sign of your coming? They don't say, what is the sign of your coming back? Because their question did not involve the return, it involved the manifestation. They thought Jesus was a great guy. He was a great teacher. He was a great prophet. Peter admitted, to whom else shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. But when Jesus died on the cross, they felt as if they had lost, that Jesus' life and ministry was a failure, because they were not looking at what Christ was going to do at the cross as the purpose for his arrival. They thought he was going to be Messiah. In their mentality, that meant overthrow the oppressors, give the kingdom of the earth back to Israel. The land that they were in had one time been underneath the authority of King David and Solomon, and they wanted it back. And so when they get to Acts 1 and Jesus tells them, go to Jerusalem, or actually he just says, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit not many days from now, they don't even get excited. They don't say, wow, we get the Holy Ghost. They don't even know what that means. Their question is still the same question they had in Matthew 24. Is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? They only see Jesus through the lens of kingdom restoration. Now, I find this interesting because Jesus told the Pharisees, the kingdom will not come by observation, but the kingdom is within you. He also told the Pharisees, who accused him of casting out devils by the power of Beelzebub, he said, how's that possible? A house divided against itself cannot stand, but if what I do by the finger of God, you must admit that the kingdom has come upon you. John the Baptist and Jesus both preached, repent, for the kingdom is at hand. That's right nearby. If you change your mind, you'll see the kingdom. That's repentance, metanoia, to change your mindset. The Apostle Paul is clear in Colossians that you've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. And so you have the kingdom as a present possession, not as a future hope. The disciples do not see that yet. They still see the kingdom as a physical, tangible thing, and they are much like a lot of Christians today. How will Jesus respond to that question? We'll see in the next couple of verses, and it is amazing how much that response is needed today in our own world. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.